Girly Willies, hello, and welcome back to the Girly Willies Show featuring our Sam Bay. Hi, Sam Bay.
What's up?
Hi, darling.
How are you?
Sam Bay looks like he's about to drop a full rap album the way he's sitting with his mic. The mic is like coming from above. Just picture it. What would your album be called? You'd have to think about that.
I would have to think about that.
I guess, would mine be Girly Willies?
What music are you putting out? Rap album called Girly Willies?
No. What would be my genre?
Your genre would be
Lana Del Rey vibes. I have to give.
No, it would be you. Billie Eilish. No, like Charlie X. Yeah, you're like a beat girl.
Yes, I love the club music. You love club music. Even though I don't go clubbing, haven't been clubbing in a long, long time. But like, drop a beat for me in the car, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
So yours is gonna be a rap album. I'm gonna be Brat 2.0.
I was thinking about doing a Christian album.
Bible.
This little light of mine.
Oh, you'd be very country, actually.
I would be quite country.
You'd be good at country. I could do a bit of country too.
Yeah, I was raised on country.
Yeah.
Big Joe.
Yeah, you could be country. How have you been, babe?
Been good, man.
Good, man.
Just like, it's funny when you ask me, how have you been? Because we spend all our time together.
I know, but it's just
but
like.
But I know it's for the show.
For the girlies.
I've been good. We had a little guest this weekend.
Oh my God.
And I got way too attached. Yeah. And now I want to cry. And I feel like.
We're very upset about this.
We were dog sitting.
We were dog sitting. It felt like so much more than that.
It was two nights and it was glorious.
We had the best time. So we adopted my best friend's dog for the weekend because her sister is getting married. Looked divine.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
Sophie,
congratulations. We love you guys. It was phenomenal. Looked beautiful.
Yeah, he's looked great.
So we were in charge of little old Maggie.
Oh my God. I've never felt so attached.
You were obsessed with
her. I knew. Because I love dogs. I wasn't a huge dog person before I met you.
You weren't,
loved
no.
dogs, but I was quite uncomfortable around
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I transitioned you.
I got really close to your dogs when I was with you early on.
Yeah.
And then Maggie, man.
I
and I did
you.
The whole thing, like, now she'll sleep beside the bed.
Yeah, he was being, you know, when the dad doesn't want the dog and then the dad becomes the dog's favorite
man,
person? That was Sam. Sam was like, Sophie, she's not sleeping in the bed. I was like, yeah. Boom, first night in the middle of us. On
loved,
pillows.
Loved
it. She's a tiny little thing.
She was the, honestly,
we need a small
the
little
most
dog.
Well-behaved dog.
Best girl in the world.
Didn't bark once.
No, best girl in the world.
Oh, I miss her so
and
much.
Like, she could be trusted. Like, you weren't nervous of, like, her no, chewing anything. Or she did enjoy my oak slipper, but, like, in a
but
gentle
in a way.
Yeah, she wasn't damaging it.
She, it was so hard.
So we're going to get a dog
yeah,
when we have a house.
Yeah.
We can't in the apartment.
Yeah,
I also just think the apartment will be unfair, just with no garden.
Yeah, the balcony's not enough.
But what dog are we getting?
Schnauzer now after.
You want a Schnauzer?
Well, I want like a German Shepherd.
Yeah, you want
or
a big
like,
dog.
Or like an Alsatian. But Batman had an Alsatian, so
okay.
I want an Alsatian.
Of course. But we're not going to start there.
No, and I know you want the
tiny.
Yeah, which are
teacup terrier.
Rats like.
No.
No, they're very cute, but like they've the same body width
Chihuahua,
as a rat.
Give it to me.
We're not getting a Chihuahua.
I know
they're
we're not.
They're mouthy little fuckers.
No, Jack Russells are mouthy.
No, they're angry little fuckers. Chihuahuas are little mouthy.
Not
fellas.
All of them.
No,
you're
we're not
painting them
Chihuahua.
All with the wrong brush. What if some of the girly rollies here have a Chihuahua and you've just really offended them?
I do apologise.
Yeah, thank you. Remember Tammy? I had a tiny teacup Yorkshire Terrier.
Which wasn't a Chihuahua.
Tammy. She's adorable though.
No, I think Maggie's size was
perfect.
Idea. She was
perfect. She was so soft, so clean. She'd just gotten groomed.
Oh man, I'm honestly.
I'm just delighted you've been converted. Because
I was converted with Lola.
I know, but like, I think you were a little bit apprehensive of like owning one. No.
Yeah, but that was my first experience.
You'd never picked up
a dog
poo. Yeah,
picked up my first dog poo yesterday.
Yeah, it's a big deal, guys. Because Sam's
disgusting.
Never owned a dog.
No.
Picking up dog poo is not that big of a deal.
It's
unless
not.
It's from a big dog. Like a small dog is fine.
She took a big shit yesterday.
Yeah, but that's, she's a small dog. It wasn't that crazy. Yeah, that's, I've seen worse.
But no, yeah, that was my first time looking after a dog.
A dog. And you loved her.
Oh man.
Yeah, we're going to have to
I
get
got way too attached. And I actually,
yeah, we're
I
genuinely
mom,
really upset that she's gone.
And I texted my mum yesterday. I was like, I got too attached. I'm really sad. She was like, oh, it's fine, whatever. And I was like, now I really want a kid.
Oh no, Sam literally turned to me last night. And was like, so we have a baby. I was like, no.
I can't wait
we had a dog for 2 days.
And now I want
we're
a baby.
Not going to just jump into having a baby. Let's have a dog first, please. And
yeah,
house first.
No, I love a dog first, but I'm very excited to have a baby with you.
Well, yeah, you say that every fucking episode at the stage. It's making me a bit nervous.
No, like I'm not ready, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you'd be a good dad.
I just can't wait to be a dad.
Yeah, you're such a dad. Dad energy, dad jokes.
Girl dad. Yeah,
girl dad.
My dad humor has been.
Yeah. popping off. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just get ready.
And like, I can wait to be a mum. I can't wait to be a mum, but I can also wait.
Yeah, I'm the same.
I can wait a little bit, but no, it'll be fun. Years. I know it'll be very fun having you as a
No, but like when we're married, and sure.
Before we even go any further, Naked Fashion, we love you so much. Thank you so much for sponsoring the pod. Shop below, girlies. I'll leave a link and any sales or discount code info for you so you can shop all your autumn pieces. Halloween is just about to happen, which is terrifying. Which means Christmas is next. It's flown in. Yeah. So soon we're going to be shopping our Christmas outfits. So Naked Fashion will always give
that
you
starts next week.
This lay. What starts next week?
Well, like Halloween's Thursday. Once that's
Yeah, so November, boom. Thank you, Naked. We love you.
Love you, Naked.
Where are we going to go for a little Christmas market?
So we've been discussing this. Yeah. You mentioned Lapland.
I'm kind of hooked on the idea of Lapland.
Which would be cool. Never done it. Don't really know what it is.
I don't know much about it. I just know it's Christmas there all year round, like until March.
Will I get to sit on Santa's lap?
Santa's there. You would crush him, but sure. Sure.
I have Stockholm and Oslo are on my list.
Yeah.
Because Scandinavian countries in general, I haven't really done
it. I just love the idea of a ski holiday without the skiing. I enjoy skiing, but it's a lot of effort. It's a tiring holiday. Whereas Lapland gives me the ski vibes without having to go up the slopes. Like, I want to be in my ski gear. I want to be in my moon boots. I want to have my North Face jacket. You know what I mean?
Oh, I didn't really think about it like that. A vibe with that.
Yeah. Like, I want to be drinking hot chocolate, but I don't want to do the skiing part. I've done it before. I love skiing. I'll absolutely go again. But for you and me, I just, like, I don't know, babe. I don't know. No, I don't think I'd be worried about you on the slopes. You're very big.
Okay, first of all, I'm a good skier.
Are you?
Well, I went on a 7 and I ripped up. But then I did my ACL, so I don't think my knee would hold
But
up.
I just think balance, like, imagine you on a Pilates reformer. Like, you're too big.
Yeah, but the slopes are more like you just trun yourself down.
That's terrifying.
Just go with it, mate.
Okay. You got a pizza.
See, that's my problem, is the thoughts of closing my skis to slow down would buckle my knee. That's why.
Yeah. Okay. So that's why I want to go to Lapland. Or like Stockholm, if you go to the right cities or towns.
Because we've done Copenhagen.
Yeah. Loved Copenhagen. We need to do Copenhagen in summer.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was Christmas market vibes, which was gorge. But let's do it in summer. It's meant to be gorge in summer.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Would you ever do the cruise that goes up around the Scandinavian countries?
During summer?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about a cruise. I think it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Would I be boat sick the whole time?
I don't think so. I think it's too big. The sea freaks me out, but I feel like a cruise is so, like, remember the one we seen in Greece where, like, the
and then we met the couple.
Like,
yeah.
I think it's something you have to do once.
But what's that TikTok sound? Yo ho.
Oh,
that makes me too. Oh, you know the words.
It's from Pirates of the Caribbean.
What?
Yeah, they see
I have no idea that was from Pirates of the Caribbean.
You know, at the end of the third one, and they're all like,
I had no idea it was from that.
Okay. Well, it's probably an old sea shanty.
What's the word for, like, nautical?
Like Norse?
No, nautical. What's
Oh, nautical for, like, ocean.
Is that what that word is?
Nautical, yeah.
Yeah, so nautical shit freaks me out.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I can't watch them TikToks, so that's it.
No, terrifying. So cruise, I don't know.
Yeah, the thought of, I know, but it, yeah, true.
But I think if I was to do a cruise, I think I would want to do the Caribbean, not the Mediterranean.
So, yeah.
Is that the vibe?
Yeah, no, 100%.
Like, it's a great way to see.
I think
cities.
If I'm doing one, I do the Caribbean first. Yeah, I agree. See, like, all that stuff.
Like, they're meant to be great fun. I don't know. I'm just a bit scared of them.
But the one, the Scandinavian one, I feel like you go to places you just wouldn't go.
I didn't really think of that. I didn't really even know that one really existed, to be honest.
Yeah, there's one that goes up to, like, Antarctica and all, and you go through the ice.
No, that's terrifying. That's fucking terrifying. Cool. That wouldn't be for me now.
No, but the Scandinavian looks cool. But no, I think, you'd want to do the Caribbean one.
Okay. But we're doing Lapland for Christmas, maybe.
Are you judging him? Or
I
want?
No, you actually look really comfy.
Have my feet up on the radiator.
Yeah, you look very comfy. Is the radiator on?
Nope.
I did. I think I made the house too warm the other day. Mags was even getting a bit warm.
Yeah, our apartment, man. Just, it's like once the sun comes out, even if it's not that hot, it just traps all the heat.
Yeah, but then the other day it was really cold.
Yeah.
Anyway, so girlies, we have a question from one of you stunners. An email from one of you, and let's read it out. I haven't read it to Sam yet. I always kind of keep him on his toes.
Yeah.
Real quick, actually, did you want to kiss, marry, or kill me this week? or any of the above or all of the above?
Another week not wanting to kill you. Yeah. That was cool.
You know what I think?
I think we were very loved up when we had our child for the weekend.
Our child for the weekend. But I also just think we don't really fight at home. Like no. The only time we get like aggy at each other
is
if we're out drinking, which is fair. It's like, most of the time we're all loved up when we're drinking.
You got a, actually, I do have a kill.
Oh, fuck, what did I do? Oh, no, yeah.
You got a little bit aggy at me the other night.
Guys, I love wine. We know this here. Yeah. But if I drink a little bit too much wine, it does make me a bitch.
It's not as much wine, because if you drink wine at home, you're fine.
I forgot about this.
It's when you're out. You didn't eat at neither, which is fair. No. We were at a show. We were at my sister's.
It was great.
The Soul Sisters live podcast.
Yeah.
So I was driving. I was up for work the next day. And
you're always my designated driver. I'm passenger princess.
Yeah, but I'm not big on the drinking that much anyway. Yeah. But
can't relate.
So we didn't eat anything. Yeah, fair. We didn't eat anything. And then it was like, it was a bit of a boozy night. It kind of turned into a fucking boozy night. Yeah, so, and then you got a little bit thick with me over like stupid shit. To the point that like the next morning you rang me and you were
I can't even remember what I was...
You just got aggy with me and I was like, why are you getting aggy with me? And you were literally just aggy.
Sorry, but in the same moment, Liam Payne passed away.
So that was...
I just remembered that.
I don't mean to laugh, that's really sad. But that was why it was... I knew you were drunk because you were fine. Like you were actually fine. I knew you were buzzed. And then you sat down with me and I looked at you. I was like, oh, I think the air kind of... Down the air hits you sometimes and you're like, oh... And then you got aggy with me. And then the same breath I told you about Liam Payne and you kind of forgot about it. And then like 2 hours later, I got aggy with me.
Okay, yeah. I was lit to the tit. But that is so fucking sad.
But that's so sad. And I was like the One Direction guy.
Yeah. And what's the saddest thing is his family found out the way we all find out. Yeah, that is absolutely devastating. But yeah, sorry for... I forgot about that.
But I think,
But that's it. We only really have an aggy moment if we're out and drinking or like... on a holiday and we're just like driving to the, like that kind of stuff. We really don't fight that much at home because like we're pretty kind to each other about like the chores and like I'd never be like, fuck's sake, the bins, or you'd never be like, fuck's sake, the dishwasher. Like if it's not done, you just do it. Like we don't really have designated jobs.
No, we're quite cohesive.
And like we'd never like been, I hate the word nagging, but like we don't really... I just don't see the point in having an argument over the washing machine or the dishwasher.
No, it's just like, will you do it?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
All right. And then if one of us gets annoyed, which we don't really, like I say, for example, if you're like, why, or will you do the bins? And if I got annoyed, it's kind of like, well, get over yourself.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't add on to it or I don't add on to it. It's like, just do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of just do shit.
But. Yeah, I wanted to, my marriage to you is solidified by your love for Maggie. I was like, yeah, he's going to be a great dad. You brought her down for a little wheeze and poos.
Yeah, I got up. I did the morning shift.
Oh, there goes the Dyson. Oh,
right. BRB.
Went flying.
The Dyson went flying. I nearly shot myself there. So, yeah, I did the 8 a.m. Sunday morning.
Yeah, you were very much on dog dad duty. It was great. Okay, so back to our email. Sorry, I interrupted us there. But that was a good consensus. We both...
So my Mary was you all weekend.
Thank you. Being a dog mom.
I know, he's one of my...
You've seen me as a dog mom, though. To Tammy and Lola, my sweet angels.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, sorry. Anyway, so, hey, Sophie and Sam, love you guys and the pod. Love you. Thank you, darling. I need your help. I've been with my boyfriend since I was 16. That's very young. You had a...
I was 16.
Relationship that young. Jesus, that was young. Did I? No, I was 7.
Well, I was 16 to 21.
Maybe I was... Was I 16 to 18? Or I don't know. He is my best friend. We're so close with each other's parents, siblings and friends. I love our little multiverse. That is such a cute sentence.
That's a great way to put it.
We are now in third year of college. We go to different colleges. Wait, quick math, Sam. She's 16 now. They're third year college. They're probably 21.
That's 20, I'd say.
So what? How long have they been together?
4 or 5 years.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Okay. We're now in third year of college. We go to different colleges, but... no, hold on. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. I'd say 4 or 5 years. Is that what you said? Like literally what you said, sorry.
Literally said, sorry. Word for word. Didn't even say 4 years, didn't even say 5 years. I said four or five years.
Sorry,
and
okay.
Then you just have to, and watch, you'll edit that bit out.
No. I'll keep it in. I'll give you grace. Okay, we are now in third year college. We go to different colleges, but have met each other's college friends. I've never experienced my boyfriend having a girl best friend before, but one of his closest friends in college is a girl. We've met a good few times and I always thought she was a lovely girl, but now I'm not so sure. There was a situation recently where after a night out, he ended up staying in hers instead of in one of the lads. In brackets, she is single. I was so uncomfortable and hurt by this, but we spoke about it and got through it. He told me he really likes her as a person, but could never be attracted to her and that it won't happen again. It's just because he was stuck. I believed and still believe this. Fast forward a few weeks, he keeps mentioning her. I didn't want to be a psycho girlfriend, so just went along with it. But the history book on the shelf, it's always repeating itself. That's Taylor Swift. Did you know that?
No.
Am I right in saying that's Taylor Swift?
Fucking no idea.
And 2 weeks ago, he ended up staying in hers after a night out, even though his best mate was also out. Even though I already told him how I felt. I feel like the first time was a mistake. Second time was a choice. Yeah. I feel like I'm going insane. They're going on a trip together with the rest of their friends. Two other couples. It's almost like they're going on a couple's trip and they are always texting each other. I don't think I'm jealous of this girl. I know she isn't typically someone my boyfriend would go for. I am upset because I would never do this to him. And I have told him this many times. I don't even think I would give another boy the time of day. Naturally, we've had arguments over the situation like this before, but nothing near as bad as this. I don't even want to ask this question. I'm scared of the answer, but am I being cheated on? What do you and Sambe think I should do? I've spoken to my sister and my mom about it, and they love my boyfriend and are trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. What do I do? Please help. Sorry, this is so long. You can have shorten it if you need, but I don't know what to do. Cry. Lots of love. Oh my God, Angel, I want to give you a big hug. Oh my God, you poor girl. Okay, so let's begin.
Yeah, I have a lot to say.
So do I. Do you want to go first or will I go first? I think you go first. Male opinion. What are your initial thoughts?
He's bang out of order.
Yeah.
I think the fact that he's been so open with it, maybe he doesn't actually fancy her one.
Yeah.
But she definitely is into him, I think.
Yeah.
Like, why are you having him in your gaff and all?
To me, it sounds like he's very naive. Like, he's actually just pure naive. Like, he actually genuinely thinks he's not doing anything wrong.
I think the second time staying in the house is bang out order.
Bang out order. I don't think she's being cheated on, but I do just think he is disrespecting all your boundaries. Because if you're setting your boundaries and saying things are making you uncomfortable and then it just keeps happening, it's so unfair. But no, my brain didn't go to cheating. Maybe she loves the attention. Maybe he enjoys the attention. But to me, it just sounds like he's actually just being a bit of a
idiot
boy. Yeah. Naive to think. But it's also just so unfair because exactly, you'd never do this to him and he would hate if the roles were reversed. Yeah. It's so different.
And the fact they're going on a couple's holiday.
That would piss me off.
Like
I'd be pissed.
I've spoke about it before. Like
I'm a jealous girl.
I was kind of him
actually,
in college.
I'm not that crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, I was a dick. I was in a relationship for 6 years.
Were you choosing to be a dick or were you being a bit of a naive too?
Probably a bit of
both. There naivety?
Started naivety. Yeah, definitely started out with that. But I was in a relationship from 16 to 21. And that was from school to college was like, look, she had got her own group of mates. I got my own group of mates. We probably shouldn't stay together.
Yeah, that's when my first relationship ended as well, was the transition from school to college.
It's just a different world.
Making it 3 years into college is doing very well.
Yeah.
Mine was only a few weeks into first year college and I went to shit. No, a few months, but still.
I think there's a level of like, I didn't, like there was emotional cheating is a real thing. Like,
that's
what I
was going to say.
And I think that like, I was in that boat. I wasn't very good at the time. And I think that my mind is screaming that you need to end it with him.
Oh.
And I hate saying that because you've been together for so long. But like, I just think that I was holding on. And I think my ex was holding on to what we were in school.
Mm.
And we were great in school and we were loved up and all the rest of it. And then the minute we kind of matured and went to college, we don't have anything in common. Mm. We're together because, like, I was holding on because it was all I knew.
Yeah.
And now looking back, obviously I'm with you and it's different, but like I was single for about a year in between you and herself. And I don't want to say the level of freedom because that sounds bad on her. She was great. But it was like the maturity. Like you just, college makes you realize you're your own person.
Yeah.
I think that's the whole point of college. Like, do you know what I mean? And like, that's just, and I think, I don't necessarily think he's cheating on you. But I think
it's
can't be going on a fucking holiday. You cannot be staying in the gaff.
Yeah,
you can't
that
do
is
that.
Crazy.
Like, you shouldn't be staying in the girls' gaff full stop if you're not getting married.
Yeah,
that's just my opinion.
Yeah,
or if you're single and you're best mates, that's fine.
Yeah,
but if you have a bird, if you have a girlfriend, you cannot, like, what are you doing? Imagine this girl was staying in a fella's house. He'd fucking show up at the door. It's like,
yeah, I think it totally. I think the biggest problem here is you have set your boundaries and he's not respecting them.
And he's not respecting
them. So unfair.
So that gives you a leg to stand on. Because I think beforehand, and don't let yourself, I don't know this fella, I can't judge it, but I can only judge on how I was. Don't let him gaslight you, because in panic stations you do, you're like, I'm not fucking doing everything.
Yeah.
But like,
I do believe that nothing's actually happened.
I think because he's talking so freely about it, he's not hiding her, which kind of leads me to believe that they are just mates.
And he's just being a bit fucking thick and not realizing how it's affecting you. And like
totally, he shouldn't go on a holiday. And I know that's something that you can't, people are probably going to listen to that and be like, well, if he's not doing it, and he's every right. But like, if you're going to be...
It's a couple's holiday, sorry.
And like, you're going to be sitting at home.
Or bring her.
The girlfriend should be going. Or you're going to be sat at home stressing.
I'd be so upset if, oh my God, could you fucking imagine you and then two other couples and then the other single girl going off as 60. That would kill me. I wouldn't sleep the whole time.
Like, who else are you going to be
with? I'd be fuming.
Yeah, that's shocking.
And I'm not that jealous, I guess.
Look, jealousy comes into it, but I think it's more so a sign of respect.
It's like 1,000% respect my boundaries.
Respect the other person.
And don't make me look like a dick.
Because you know for a fact, like, if you did that to me, I'd be fuming. Mm. So why would I do that to you?
Yeah.
And like...
And even though...
No one is that secure.
No one
is that secure.
And even if this girl isn't at all his type, doesn't really fucking matter. I was going to say, he just likes the attention.
You get caught up in the attention. You get caught up in kind of something new. I know that sounds really bad, but it is like strange. It's new. It's fresh. It's whatever. And
I forgot you actually had a perspective on this. That's pretty close.
I was in this situation. I was the guy in this situation.
So bold.
I know. I grew up a lot. I'm sorry to all who were involved at the time.
Yeah.
That's why I'm seeing it from kind of a different point of view to you.
Yeah.
Because I think you're totally seeing it and this girl is obviously looking at the innocent side of it, whereas I was probably portraying an innocent side that wasn't necessarily innocent. On an emotional level. Like, you know what I mean?
I've seen a lot of emotional cheating in my days. Like, it's a pretty common thing. And them texting and stuff, I just don't...
Yeah.
I don't fuck with that. But okay, my answer wouldn't be to end it. Like, I wouldn't be like, finish it. I just think there's so much.
But we've given the opportunity. Okay, fair. But
I think there needs to be like a
final straw,
ultimatum. And it doesn't need to be get rid of her, but it's also, let's set some fucking boundaries. Don't be going on a couple's holiday.
Don't go on a couple's holiday. Don't stay in her fucking house.
Maybe stop texting her so much.
And it's probably final year in college. So
maybe tell her. But what makes me sick is, and you do hear about it, is you break up and then they do fucking end up together. And it's like, I fucking knew it. And you swore to me that there was nothing going on. She's not my type. I'd never touch her. We're just friends. And then they do fucking end up together. I'd be sick. And then that relationship never lasts, but they just were like not going near each other for so long.
And it was like the forbidden fruit type shit. But I think that you just need to, like, this girl needs to like separate herself from that. Because I just think you'd be so much happier. Like,
there needs to be distance.
It's just so difficult to go.
She's way too involved.
It's so difficult to go from being that young.
So young. So my thing would be like a bit of an ultimatum, be like, listen, I've already told you my boundaries and you're disrespecting them. This is like it for me. Like, if you keep carrying on this way, honestly, I'm a little bit petty. I'd have been like, I'm doing it straight back. Like, I just would have found.
Would you?
No. But in another life, I would have loved to have been that petty bitch that's like, fine.
Yeah, well, fucking if there's a fella in your college.
Yeah, start hanging out with him. This reminds me of a different college story that we got. Remember last season, there was something quite similar to this.
I feel like this is like so commonplace in college.
Yeah. Remember the one, oh my God, I actually think it might have been the story that we ended up not being able to share. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it was very similar to this.
Yeah.
But the person who wrote it in
was the person.
Was doing
the dirty.
The dirty. So listen, college is a wild ride.
Yeah, now it's
college
just
was full of heartbreak for me.
If you're in third year college, I presume it's probably a 4 year course.
We were just three years.
Yeah, but just like you haven't like go and enjoy yourself. Like
it's sorry, that's my pen.
We're just not with it.
We're not with it. Sorry, guys.
Go enjoy yourself. I think it'd be so unfortunate if you got through this year and then finished up and then broke up and you're like, well, I just wasted 3 years.
I know. But I'm also a believer you can't look at things like that. Did you ever think, oh, I wasted time? Like, I've never looked back and thought I've wasted time. The universe is putting you where you're supposed to be. I'm a big believer in that. Like, Madre said that to me the other day and she was like, what if like all this time has been wasted? I'm like, no. Like, it's time is never wasted on someone. Even if they treated you like absolute shit and like...
You've learned from that.
You have learned from it. It has shaped you in some way, or at least like make that the narrative. Like, at least turn it around and be like...
Yeah.
Of course, we'd all love to get some years back where we feel like it was a wasted time, wasted opportunity. We missed, I could have been with the guy that really did love me, but I chose the fucking idiot that treated me like shit. But it was all for a reason. Like, the universe put you there. The universe only sends you what you're ready for and what you can handle.
And I suppose my regret. Like, my fuck ups in the past would have caused us to not be together.
Yeah, because it changed you as a person. And like, it changed you for the better.
Yeah.
And but I'm also a believer in, like, if you're feeling like, what if I'm wasting my time? Then maybe that is a sign of like, okay, let's not let this go on for another 3 years just because neither of us want to be the one breaking up with each other. There is that too.
Yeah, I think you need to have a look. Like, really sit down. It was something that I couldn't separate. Like, I ended up being broken up with in that relationship. Yeah. Like, we broke up. And
it was like someone had to fucking do it, but neither of you wanted to do it.
Neither of us wanted to do it. And that was kind of like, I suppose there was, we broke up and then got back together. And there was probably, I don't know, 6 months or something where that probably did feel like a bit of a waste of time.
Yeah.
Because, like, we both knew, like, we weren't.
Yeah. You were both just hanging on to the old.
And I think that was something.
And you just needed to move on.
And it took me till I met you to realize I was holding on.
Yeah.
So it is a very hard thing to see. But if you, like, I was literally holding on because it was all I knew. Like, I met her when I was 15.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I knew.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean? And like,
totally. It's familiar. Yeah. So yeah, I do think if you're like, this is just for everyone. This isn't actually just for this email. Just in general, if you are kind of, if you feel like someone's wasting your time, then that's when you think, okay, then let's not do this for another year. Let's make some wise decisions. Like, let's make a change. But what I do mean is never look back and think, oh, that was a waste of time, because it taught you something.
Lessons,
but it's something, if it crosses your mind, is this person just wasting my time? Maybe then that's where change needs to happen, because something's got to give. If you're thinking about, like, I'd never think Sam's wasting my time because, you know, we're together forever. But yeah, so this gorgeous girl, I feel so bad for her. I just want to give you a hug.
So do I. And I think you're right, Sophie. I think that, sit down, you have... Don't let them gaslight you to say, well, nothing's happening.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You've extended your boundaries. You've told them, can you not stay in our house?
Yeah.
Can you not do, I don't know what else you said, but you've said that and he's disrespected that. Yeah. So you have a leg to stand on now.
Yeah. I like that you're saying, because we don't know. We're not calling him a gaslighter.
No.
But it's very, very, very easy for your feelings to be put down and diminished, which kind of is gaslighting. I know gaslighting is a very extreme.
Sorry,
it feels like it feels like an extreme word.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
But like, don't let him invalidate your feelings, which again, like, someone might be like, you're being so dramatic, and they don't mean to be invalidating you, but they're very much telling you your feelings aren't valid. So these conversations have to end, like, they have to have an undertone that he understands. He has to listen to where you're coming from.
Yeah,
and he can't just tell you that you're crazy, because you're not crazy. Like, the evidence, the proof is in the pudding. Like,
you slept over again.
Yeah. So make sure.
And it doesn't matter if they're like, I think if you were texting a fella all the time, I'd be
you'd be like, what the fuck?
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you don't talk, like, there's not that many college projects you can talk about.
Yeah.
Or there's not that many fucking essays you can talk. Like,
totally.
So it is kind of...
There's only so many memes you can share before it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
So I don't want
the holiday is weird.
The holiday is a line. That's a big line. Weird. That's crossing a line. A big line for me.
If it was like the whole college crew and there's 10 single and 10 single, boys and girls.
Yeah.
Then you're like, okay, right, it's a college crew.
Yeah.
But you're going on a triple date.
Yeah.
Like, you're literally going on a triple date.
Yeah.
He needs to bring his
away. Like, his girl away.
Bring
yeah.
your girlfriend with you, or don't go. That's
yeah. More, yeah. Yeah. I'd feel the same. So, girlie, set your boundaries and stay strong in your boundaries, and don't let him disrespect him anymore, but also don't let him just invalidate you by him. Just because he thinks it's innocent and fine, It doesn't mean it's innocent and fine. That's not, that's actually not how it's making you feel at all.
You need to put you first here.
So my verdict is I would love to think, I don't think there's cheating. I think the way he's speaking about it all the time, I actually just think he's fucking naive and stupid. To be honest, he's just being a boy.
Yeah.
He's not understanding where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And he doesn't realize the boundaries. And he's disrespected your boundaries now. So there, I think, needs to be a conversation of a bit of an ultimatum of like, if this keeps going, I'm outie. Like, I can't do this anymore. I can't be made feel like this by my long-term boyfriend anymore.
Yeah, and I like the way you described it as a boy. It's like, stop being a boy and become a man.
Yeah, it's being a boy. Like,
be a man.
Yeah.
Just fucking hold your hands up and say... And look, he has every right to turn around and say, right, well, you might not want to hear this, but maybe he's moved. I don't know. Like, it's just, but you both need to be honest and you need to sit down and you deserve to have your feelings validated.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, and listen to.
And don't be afraid to sit down and say it. Like, as I said, you have a leg to stand on. So if he says, well, it's innocent, it's like, well, I've told you that I'm not happy with this and you've done it. So.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah, we're very sad for you, darling. I always wish I could just hug the girlies that right.
No, that's not a nice situation to be in.
No.
And it's nice. I think it's really nice that your family are being sane.
Yeah, and they're the same. They want to give him the benefit of the doubt. That's why I do believe he's a good guy. He doesn't mean to be making you feel this way. It's just he doesn't realise the consequences of his actions and he doesn't realise the effect he's having on you. I really want an update on this, girly.
I'd love an update.
Please keep us posted.
Please do.
Slide into my DMs and we can discuss this further.
Yeah, and you deserve to not be famous.
Yeah, you deserve better. And I don't mean better than him.
No.
He sounds like, I'm sure, a great guy, but you deserve better from him. Like, you just, you don't deserve to be made feel that way. No. You deserve to feel a lot better, darling, in your relationship. Okay, will we park it there, babe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, girlies, we love you. And we're sending you, email girly, so much love.
Yeah.
Naked Fashion, thank you so much. We love and adore you. Thank you so much for sponsoring the pod. And you can check below for a link to shop all the gorgeous dresses, knitwear, coats, boots, heels, all my favorite bits in a link down below. And I'll leave a code for your any sale info. And we love you so much. Any final words, Sambe?
Let's have a lovely week.
Let's have a love. You sounded a bit like McGregor there.
No, final thoughts. Just love you and love the girly roadies.
Love you and keep us posted, Angel. We send you lots of love and hugs.
Yeah.
And we love you all so much. And we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Love you.
Have a good week.
Bye.